Everyone is welcome. Listen for Keith and Nehemiah's radio interview Monday, September the 26th at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM The Lion. This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and just back from Colorado. Just got in last night. I spoke there at a conference this last weekend in Denver, and I want to thank all the members of the listening audience of this station for being there. I had an opportunity to meet so many of you, and it was a real pleasure. And it was, other than the fact that I didn't have enough time to develop my ideas during the talk, it was a fascinating time. And there were fascinating discussions there, which really foreshadow the difficult times that lie ahead. So today Tom Horn was there talking about the plan, which is well underway today, to create human hybrids, half animal, half human, and the biological, bioethical considerations go into the background. And these beings are being in the process of being created today. Everything is being laid out, and probably within a year or two, they will begin their effort to cross the eggs of women with the genetic structure of animals and create these beings, half animal, half human. And then, of course, John Loeffler, wonderful talk on the forces that are at work, bringing America, indeed the whole world, into a condition of crisis, the destruction of sovereign debt, the destruction of the value of our currency, and then, of course, the imminent World War III, peak oil, fascinating insight into the forces at work behind the scenes. And but anyway, this morning we're going to be talking about the fact that we are moving towards a crisis in the availability of food, and there's no question at all that they have transformed the weather, and of course that they are creating droughts, they're creating areas of storms and flooding that are wiping out the ability to produce food and produce it normally. They're creating a cap over the atmosphere, geoengineering, spraying aluminum and other substances into the atmosphere that is poisoning the air, poisoning the water, poisoning the soil, and then all of this is going to have an impact upon the food supply, including the fact that we need sunlight for photosynthesis to grow food, and they want to interfere with that, so we're going to have to find out means by which we can grow our own food and try to circumvent the effort by these people who, I believe, down the line, intend to create food shortages. And so with us this morning is Buck Keeley, and Buck certainly has studied the subject of simply growing food. He actually has a company that provides seeds for people, and, of course, I've learned a lot talking to him through the years, certainly about the techniques of just learning to grow your own food. Good morning, Buck.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. You've been away for a while.
Yes, sir, but what a great segue to bring in what we're going to talk about this morning. That what a source of information you gave your listeners during that little blurb there. That it's an interesting thing when we look at what's happened to our food supply in the last 20 years with what the government and the large corporations have combined their efforts together to do. And that's kind of what got me involved with what I'm doing now with the selling of the heirloom seeds, is becoming aware of what was going on around me. I'm far from being an expert or an educated person. I'm just a back home boy that became aware of what was going on by educating myself. And it started probably in the mid 90s. That's about the time when they started releasing the GMO stuff into our marketplace. I became aware of it. And what a scary thing it was to think of. They were trying to construct material by reconstructing it out of pieces. And I began to look at it, and I started a journey of learning what hybridization was and what GMO was. And it's simple as this. In nature, things hybrid on a regular basis. For an example, if you put the same species close together, such as tomatoes of different varieties, they may cross-pollinate and produce something that's different than the two, just like as animal husbandry, if you breed out a certain trait in an animal. That happens in nature as well. That's how we got the different dog species breeds in the same species. And what science began to do is genetically, scientifically alter these things to come up with common characteristics that were reproducible and produced an inferior product. That within itself is bad enough, but what's even worse than that, these things cross-pollinate. You come up with something from this created thing with the other plant material around you, and you wind up with something that is not just inferior, but can be dangerous. That tampering with the genetics is dangerous. And that's what's happening with the agreement of our government, these large corporations, to develop foods that are profitable, but also may have a little bit of an undergirding with a different purpose in it. But anyway, that's how I started on this pilgrimage where we're selling seeds, is becoming aware that there is, for lack of a better word, a conspiracy between large corporations and the governments to create something different that's what's normal and good for us. So that's how I got started in this, Dr. Stan.
Well, of course, they tell us, well, gee, we want to actually get to a situation where we don't have to use pesticides. So we will actually put the pesticide into, the corn, and we'll grow corn that will produce its own pesticide, or that will withstand the Roundup, which of course is used to actually keep weeds down. But in the process of genetically engineering, it's one thing to cross-pollinate. That's the way nature has designed things, and God designed it. But these wicked people actually use a virus, and they use that virus, and they actually fire that mechanically into the genetic structure and change the genetic structure that God intended to bring all sorts of different types of genetic structure into our food, which can have a disastrous effect on reproduction, on our health, and actually poison the bodies of both the humans and animals that eat the genetically modified food. And you could say, well, maybe they're just making a mistake. They don't know what they're doing. But when you understand there is a population control agenda, they really do intend to kill off billions of people. And they've actively talked about this and written about this. If you haven't read my population control agenda monograph, you need to. But they really want to do harm to us. And the fact this is not being brought out by the controlled media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists of what the American people think. So, and basically, they have the doomsday seed bank where they're keeping the seeds and storage up above the Arctic Circle. So when they start in, all over again, be created. We'll be right back.
Beth Messiah Congregation presents Pastor Keith Johnson and Hebrew Bible scholar Nehemiah Gordon, authors of A Prayer to Our Father and His Hallowed Name Revealed Again, Monday, October the 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Johnstown Senior Center, 101 West Charlotte Street in Johnstown, Colorado. That's the corner of Parrish Avenue and Charlotte Street, across from the KHNC 1360 AM studios. Please join Beth Messiah and bring your family and friends. Everyone is welcome. Listen for Keith and Nehemiah's radio interview Monday, September the 26th at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM The Lion. This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning is Buck Keeley. And, Buck, is your website up and working? I tried to call it a couple of times and couldn't get through.
Yeah, we're up and running. The 1-800 number you tried calling, you didn't get through?
Yeah, I called it a couple of times, and they said it was disconnected. But it is up and working fine.
Yeah, it's up and working. We must have had some kind of telecom issue going on in our area.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you get your telephone number out, or your website, because Buck sells heirloom seeds and the traditional seeds. Well, what is an heirloom seed, and how can people get in touch with you?
Well, the toll-free number is 888-866-9132. It's 888-866-9132, and you can reach us there toll-free, or you can go to seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com, or to your site and just click heirloom seeds, and that'll get you to our site. And what heirloom seed is technically it's a pre-1924 seed that's been preserved in its format that it was grown in at that time. And what we often forget as we live day-to-day is that the GMOing of seeds is a relatively new science. In 1995 was the first time that we had GMO seeds put out, basically for herbicide control for weeds. And it's grown unbelievable since then, where science has developed the ability to splice genes and to create things that we never thought possible. And what the scary part of it is that not all these things are labeled. Over 70% of processed foods have some type of GMO stuff in it that's not labeled GMO. And we don't know. It's new science. We don't know what the end result of this is going to be. That you know, two generations down, what the effect is going to be in the human genome because of this. And it's the reason why I have the heirloom seeds is that they don't have any of the cross-pollinization, nor do they have any GMO traits to them. They're pure seeds that are not just growing good fruit, but they're sustainable and renewable, and they're not harmful to human consumption in any way. And so that's the reason why we sell the heirloom seeds. The heirloom seeds do not have any genetically modified material in them. And by the way, that genetically modified material is even cross species and into human DNA being inserted into seeds and animal. It's almost frightening when you think about what our scientists are doing in the laboratories that's being turned out on the public and not even aware of it. So if you want to preserve your food supply, you have to provide as much of it as you can. And what you're providing, you have to make sure is as pure as it can be. And that's the reason why that I only plant heirloom seeds and why I only sell heirloom seeds.
And remember, the other side, the wicked people who want population control, actually are storing heirloom seeds as well in the Doomsday Seed Bank they have up above the Arctic Circle, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates of Microsoft, who all, Monsanto, they're all working together. They believe in population control, and they're storing heirloom seeds or similar seeds, so that they will have them when they start it all over again. Buck says, you know, we don't know what's going to happen down a couple of generations. Well, a couple of generations from now, we may not be here as a human race. They've already actually changed the fertility rates. It used to be women had on average 6 children. Now they have 2.9 children. And genetically modified foods, at least in animals, markedly alter their reproduction and fertility. Do they know something we don't know? And I fear they do. This is why you need to be eating genetically pure foods. And, of course, you can get them from Buck at that address. And you go to my website. We actually have a banner there on my lead page that says heirloom seeds. We recommend that you go to that, that you read it, and that you certainly consider putting in a garden. Now, is there anything to do this time of year? Are there any things that would be planted for the winter, or should most people be laying in their seeds so they can plant them in the spring? Are there any crops that should be planted for winter time?
Well, depending where you live and when your frost season is, determines what you can plant and when. But this is the time of year where you put in your fall garden, the frost hardy plants, things like your turnips, and you can put in a winter crop of lettuce and onions and those kind of things. And also towards the end of the season, after the first frost, you can plant your peas for next year, where you start prepare for an early harvest next year, and prepare for the soil itself as you're getting ready for the next year's gardening. And so, you know, there's things that you do year-round. Gardening isn't a 3-month or 6-month or 9-month. It's a 12-month process when you're not actually planting seed and harvesting seed and harvesting fruit, that you're preparing soil for the next planting and preparing for your next garden, that you ought to be having your soil analyzed and see what you need to fortify your soil with, and you ought to be looking where you're going to move your crops to so that you're not wearing your soil out but replenishing it. And so it's a year-round business that you ought to be researching. I was listening to a gentleman talk about gardening, and he missed the point. Gardening isn't just getting stuff out of the ground. It's not just growing your own stuff. What gardening is participating with your life cycle. And just like that there are seasons during your day and during your year and during your life, there are seasons in gardening. And you ought to, if you're going to provide for yourself, if you're going to have sustainable, renewable lifestyle, you have to engage it as a lifestyle. It's not a hobby, and it's not an occasional thing. It's a part of who you are. And we need to get back to those roots in America. It's where that we're not going to the grocery store 3 times a week for the grocery store and the large corporations that provide the food to them be our source of nutrients and our source of sustainability. Because with a flash in the sky, interruptions could take place of food being distributed, and you'll be standing in line someplace begging for food. But if you have developed a lifestyle of being sustainable and renewable, that you have a lifestyle that survives what the corporate world can do to you, greater than if you're engaging it through the grid out there. So gardening isn't just a hobby, or it's not just a craft. It's a lifestyle. It's a definition of who you are. And you need to learn how to do that before the crisis comes that you have to do that. You ought to be talking to people in your community who garden to find what grows. Gardening is not even statewide or nationwide. It is regional to the locality of where you live. Certain plants do better in some places than they do others. And there's little micro climates in certain areas to where you have different climates than you do 10 miles away, such in the mountains or in the valleys. And so you ought to be engaging your neighbors and your fellow farmers in the area and discovering what does best and how to garden. And it's a lifestyle that you produce where you're involved in building your own sustainability. It's a lifestyle of wholesome living rather than being caught into the rat race that has been created around us by the large corporate world and the government to an extent cooperating with that. One has to be dependent upon them. And
well, you mentioned preparing the soil. We should be preparing the soil for next year. What should people be doing today to prepare the soil? I mean, we talk about manure. We talk about composting. We talk about fertilizing. And these are all different terms that people really don't understand. How do you prepare your soil? And can you use the same soil from year to year? I noticed that I've been growing tomatoes in the same soil for several years, and those tomatoes are getting smaller and smaller. So, in fact, the crop this year has not been as good as it has been in the past. Because I'm not an expert on this, but I'm learning from a Buck and from others about preparing the soil. So let's talk a little bit about preparing the soil. Certainly, we actually have these boxes that you grow in, but should we change the soil every year? Can we add to the soil that we have? What should we be doing today to prepare for next year's crop?
Well, there's three aspects to growing plants. One is building the soil. The other is fertilizing the plant. And the third is perpetuating the soil. And container growing, like you just alluded to, is one of the most difficult ways to do those three things because you've got a limited amount of soil to work with. But it's really, it's a microcosm of what's going on when you flat garden. That if you envision your garden as a sponge, that every time that that sponge is squeezed, a little more of what's in that sponge leaves. And actually what happens when you put plant matter in the ground, tomatoes, for example, you mentioned your tomatoes getting smaller, they require certain nutrients that's different than other plants. And as you replant and replant and replant the tomatoes in the same place, you're squeezing that sponge and squeezing that sponge and removing from it the nutrients that's necessary. That's what corporate gardening does, corporate farming, is they squeeze that soil, they'll take all the nutrients out of the soil. But rather than building the soil, what they do is they put the plants back into basically sterile soil and they feed the plants with fertilizer, that most of that is chemically derived. So a good home gardener will understand that he needs to rotate his crops like they did in the 20s, move the species around. And if you're container gardening, you're going to have to change that soil or build that soil. So to build the soil is where composting comes in. And using other organic matter such as manure or straw or other things that you put in the soil. And composting is as simple as taking household food items, anything that's not meat, and taking your grass clippings, about 10% that's green, that's nitrogen, and then putting in with brown material, decayed leaves or hay or even brown paper sacks. And putting a little water on them and turning it occasionally. And what it does, it decomposes. And those base nutrients are then reintroduced to the garden when you compost back into the soil. And in the fall time is a good time to heavy compost and to put in other things like cow manure and organic material like rotted hay and till it into the soil and build your soil. And then when the plants are planted, then you fertilize the plants occasionally with an organic fertilizer that supplements the nutrients to help them grow. And every time that you water your garden, you're flushing those nutrients through the soil down deeper where the roots don't get to them. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, the greatest mistake that novice gardeners make is overwatering. You should never water every day or multiple times a day because every time you do that, you're flushing the nutrients away from the roots, and you're encouraging the roots not to grow down but to grow up. And so that's the process of growing a garden, by building your soil, by feeding the plants, and by fortifying the plants as they grow.
All right, fine. And so basically now, should you add manure to your compost pile, or would that be separate?
Well, you know, that typically you don't add manure to your compost pile. That manure has basically already been composted. God has this great composting machine that's called a cow. And it takes organic material, and it decomposes it, and it leaves it on the ground for us. So basically, it's compost already by God's composting machine. And so you can put that down after it cures. You know, the cow manure you can put down wet, but I wouldn't encourage that. Let it dry and cure for a while, and then you just throw that right in your garden, till it in, and it's God's created compost. And then you add your compost to that to fortify the soil.
All right, fine. Now, what about the fertilizer that you specifically, the chemicals that you've suggested people need to add to the soil to get things to grow and grow well?
Correct. That fertilizing of the plants takes place as you do transplants or before you seed. and you would lightly fertilize the ground to give those plants the extra nutrients to grow bigger and better fruit. And fertilizer, organic fertilizer is basically built on matter that has been decomposed, such as bone meal or fish meal, seed meal, lime and calcium, base trace materials that comes from organic matter, those things that that the soil may be lacking on its own, or the plant may be consuming larger quantities of those. And so that a good all-around fertilizer will contain a portion of each one of those, heavy into seed meal and lighter into the other ones that fortify those plants. And so you put those around the base of the plant as it grows, once or twice a month. And if you're doing things like radishes or turnips, that you broadcast that over the soil, and a ratio usually about a pound for every 25 foot of row crops and a small handful for every tomato plant or pepper plant.
And do you just put this into water, or do you actually work it into the soil?
That you can hydrate it, but it does better if you just put it flat on the soil.
Hold that thought. My number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 if you have a question. We'll be right back.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Buck Seeley, and of course he provides heirloom seeds. If you have a question for him, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Buck does help Radio Liberty. If you'd like to get to their website. We actually have a link from my page to his. It's listed under Heirloom Seeds. You just go there. But his website, Buck, tell us about your website, what people can learn on your website, because it really is a very professionally done website that has lots more than just the seeds. It has a lot of information simply on growing and soil preparation. How can people get to your website, what will they learn there?
Well, if you'll go in your address bar and type in seedcatalog.com, that'll take you to our front page. There you're going to find a lot of interesting articles about what hybrid foods are and what GMO'd foods are, the process and the history of it, the importance that there is of staying away from that, some of the dangers that's involved with that in the government and the corporate cooperation of it. And then you move inside to Shop Seeds, you'll find the actual store where we sell our product. And in there you're going to find a variety of 240, 250 different seed varieties. And in there we'll have some value packs also prepared. There's an herb lover's garden pack and a pepper lover's pack and a tomato lover's pack and a large garden pack and a small city garden pack and an urban garden pack. And those things are seeds that we selected to fit that genre, such as a small city garden is a selection of seeds, varieties that would fit a small backyard garden versus a large backyard garden. If you have a large back garden of a 50 by 100 that you can grow, then that would be an ideal selection for you, that you don't have to go select those seeds one at a time. But we also sell what's called seed banks. I was asked, why would it be important to have a seed bank? Well, a couple of reasons. One is that we don't know what happens tomorrow. And it's a hedge against the unknown. And what a seed bank is that we have enough seeds in the basic seed bank to plant an acre or more of food. And in that, it is sealed in a Mylar bag and then in a tri-wall PVC pipe that can be buried in the backyard to maintain an even temperature for the longevity and the maximum germinization, or into your freezer. And what that is, that's a preparation. That's something that you have in case crop failure or something happens that you can't get a hold of good seed. And that's there for you. And it's also going to be valuable if that time happens to sell and trade and barter with. And
hold on, Paul, for just a moment. We do have a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Jim from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Jim. Go ahead. Do you have a question or comment for us?
I want to ask Bud what he thought about hydroponic growing vegetables, and I'll hang up. Okay.
Well, now, hydroponic, could you explain that to our listeners?
Hydroponic gardening is a gardening are you speaking to me, Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. It's a type of gardening that's used in a medium with water. And there's three basic types of hydroponic gardening. One is static, one is circulating, and one is ebb and flow. But basically what it is, it's a controlled environment of nutrients. Production-wise, that they have engaged this in commercial gardening for fruits and vegetables and have done a reasonable job at it. The problem is, providing the proper nutrients. You have to continually monitor how much nutrients are being put into the system and what type are. And the downside of that is it's very difficult to get organic material that works with the hydroponic gardening. It's very familiar gardening type to your listeners who know people who grow marijuana. They can containerize and provide the nutrients for the marijuana in a closet with a grow light. And so it's kind of a clandestine type of gardening for them. In the public realm, very few people are actually experimenting with hydroponics. We actually provide seed to one grower who is working with it. I've actually have put up a couple or three different types of hydroponic gardening and have worked with it and found it to be extremely labor-intensive and not predictable in its outcome, and as I mentioned before, difficult to find nutrients that are organic that you can break down into a water soluble basis to feed those plants properly. And it's very prone to disease. It's that you're using the condiment elements that you're circulating through all of the plants. If there's any type of viral or any type of disease plant, it will pass that around through your system. So for the home gardener, I wouldn't encourage it unless that you're wanting to experiment with it. It's fairly expensive to be involved with by the time that you buy the equipment, the pumps, and the nutrients. But if we're living in a bomb shelter with grow lights, hydroponics would be the way to go. But if we're living in the sunlight, with God's natural environment around us, dirt farming is the best way for me personally.
Well, now, what about greenhouse gardening? You know, is greenhouse gardening an effective way to do things?
Yeah, greenhouse gardening, there's different types of greenhouse gardening that in cooler climates that they actually use what is called hoop gardening. And that's where they take either PVC or wire hoops that are about 2.5-3 foot tall, and they run them down the rows of the plants, and they cover that with plastic. And it's a mini greenhouse that accelerates the growth of these plants through the cool season. And then there's areas like around us who are organic farmers. They have greenhouses or large hoop houses that from a couple of foot high now to 12 foot high. And they actually grow their tomatoes and other plant material in it year-round. And during the summertime, they just open up and ventilate, and you'll see the tomatoes growing inside of it, kind of a hothouse appeal. And then there's the third use for a greenhouse, and that's for making starch. That's the most common use for a greenhouse that people will get an early start, like for tomatoes and plants and peppers and other tropical plants that we grow here in America. Getting the seeds started, germinated, transplanted into pots, and then transplanted into the garden when the elements are ready for them to be planted. So that's the most common kind of greenhouse, but you can grow in them year-round, depending on your climate. The further north you go, obviously, the more expensive it becomes to greenhouse grow because of the necessity for extra heat. And as you move north, you lose more sunlight and providing light. Sufficient for that plant to grow year-round.
All right, fine.
Yes, it can be done.
Let's get your telephone number out and your website.
Telephone number is toll-free 888-866-9132, 888-866-9132, and our website is seedcatalog.com. Just type into your address bar, seedcatalog.com, and you'll come right to our site.
And it is not the Seed Catalog. It is seedcatalog.com, or go to my website, radioliberty.com, and there's a toolbar there, and you can just, you'll see heirloom seeds. You click on that, and you go to Buck Keeley's website. Well, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And you were talking about how you had this sort of what did you call it? Is it master seeds, or you basically have the seeds actually in a receptacle that can be buried in the backyard? So you will always have a supply of seeds. We're going to be back in just a moment. Have a question or comment? Give us a call. What to think about these times?
Census, the uniformed people in Greeley remind us, many people consider it a right to receive blood when they're hospitalized, but they don't consider the responsibility of donating blood to maintain the supply for the community. It is extremely unfortunate for everyone when there is a shortage of blood. Make a difference by doing your part in donating blood today. This message from Census, the uniformed people in Greeley. Call 970-352-2233. That's 970-352-2233. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and my guest this morning, Buck Healy. We're talking today about preparing for the difficult times that I can assure you lie ahead. I thought that if we're going to have problems, it is a matter of when we're going to have problems and how they're going to manifest themselves. Everything looks points to the fact that they're preparing for World War III, and heaven only knows what the result will be of that. Obviously, there's a worldwide financial crisis coming. We know that the people, the wicked people on the other side, are doing everything they can to destroy our food supply, including these genetically modified foods, and so many of them, whether it would be the corn or the canola or some of these cottonseed oil or so many of the seeds, oil now that we get, commercial oils, are then contaminated with a genetically modified food. But most of our corn, certainly most of our soybeans, most of our canola, most of our cottonseed, now they're getting their genetically modified foods, and they're genetically modifying all sorts of foods and vegetables with rapidity, and these have a deleterious effect on human beings. But you don't know, in fact, you're going to have a hard time getting corn that is not genetically modified. So basically, of course, Buck, how long will these certainly these heirloom seeds last if they're not buried and not kept cool, certainly free from sunlight? How long will seeds last, can be planted? I know they lose a certain amount of their ability to reproduce every year. So how long can they last, or under ordinary circumstances, how long will they last if they're, say, in a refrigerator or frozen or in the ground?
Well, the enemy of seeds for their longevity is moisture and light. And so if you provide them an environment that is free of moisture and that is free of light, they will have a long, long storage life. That there's been seeds that's taken out of the Pharaoh's tombs that was buried with them for their life's journey in the spiritual world, that they actually grew spelt from those seeds. They've been in the ground for centuries. But for realistic storage, 20-plus years, for most seeds, every year it's going to reduce the amount of germination. That right now, that as you buy seeds that are fresh, germination rate for what we have is around 98%. In 10 years, some of those seeds may have a 70% germination rate. That's 7 out of 10 seeds it's going to germinate versus 9 out of 10 seeds. And so that they will store for a long time some seeds indefinitely, such as grains. That you'll have it out there at a long window out. But typically they recommend a 20-year limit for storage of seeds under the proper conditions to maintain at least a 50% germination rate. But once again, if you keep them in a cool, dry, dark environment, they will hold their germination rates for an extended period of time.
And so you basically are selling them in some sort of plastic sealed that can actually be buried in the ground?
Yes, the seed packets themselves are sealed in a Mylar bag, which is a metal fortified bag that makes it impervious to insects and rodents, and then it's placed inside a tri-wall PVC pipe and then sealed inside that pipe so that it's waterproof and basically indestructible. If it gets hit with a shovel or something like that, it's not going to break it open. And it provides the seeds a containerized environment that's free of moisture and that provides the sunlight being blocked completely. And then you put that in a cool place that those seeds will germinate 20 years in the future at least a 50% rate.
And, of course, this would be the time to start thinking about laying in supplies at the present time, because we don't know what the future holds, and the time could very well be when you go to the grocery store and there's not going to be any food. There are real food shortages in America, hard to imagine, but I believe this time is coming. Certainly logic tells me, and not only that, but the Bible tells me that there's going to be a time of famine coming to America. Oh, certainly are more and more people actually beginning to look into seeds and making preparations. I know you've been doing this for a couple of years. Certainly, do you think there's a growing awareness among the American people about the very real danger we face?
Well, we're faced not just with potential natural calamity. We're involved in an orchestrated government control of food supply that we can guess what their alternative motives are. But there is a organized effort in the large corporations and in the government to stop the production of food at home. It's real. They are raiding farms and fining people for growing gardens. There is a concerted effort being mounted by the government, laws and regulations being passed to terrorize and minimize the production of your own food. And this is a time that we're looking at that natural disaster, calamity, biblical proportions, as you alluded to, could take place. But we also have that element that we have an enemy in the government against the production of our own food. And we need to be building alliances and networks. And where seeds come in, that I'm not a vegetarian, but most people who are vegetarians eat vegetables. And I have a source for them. But along with that, everything that meat-producing animals eat are vegetables. And so you can work out a bartering system with a network of people where you can trade your produce that you grow or your seeds that you possess for other goods and services such as eggs or meats. You got to be building those alliances. Now, the government is trying to stop you from finding a source for whole food. And it is pronounced as this. If you want whole milk, you have to go into the black market to get it. You cannot buy whole unpasteurized milk without having the ATF to come and kick down your door and destroy your business. And so I've developed a network in the area of people who have cows for themselves that I trade seed and product for to get whole milk. And so you ought to be doing that now. That seeds is a great bartering tool. The product that it grows is a great bartering tool as well as cash crop. And there is going to be a great demand for whole food that you're going to get.
We're out of time, Buck. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for very much. Bye-bye.
Take care, Dr. Stan. Bye now.
Beth Messiah Congregation presents Pastor Keith Johnson and Hebrew Bible scholar Nehemiah Gordon, authors of A Prayer to Our Father and His Hallowed Name Revealed Again, Monday, October the 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Johnstown Senior Center, 101 West Charlotte Street in Johnstown, Colorado. That's the corner of Parrish Avenue and Charlotte Street, across from the KHNC 1360 AM studios. Please join Beth Messiah and bring your family and friends. Everyone is welcome. Listen for Keith and Nehemiah's radio interview Monday, September the 26th at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM The Lion.
Yeah.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, Dr. Dan here, and my suggestion is think very seriously. We live in uncertain times. Make your preparations. Most people don't believe that these things could ever happen in America. And I would like to ask, if God is just, why aren't these things going to happen? He always brings his judgment on nations that turn against him. And believe me, America has turned against God. And the things that they're talking about, this idea of creating new hybrid breeds of human beings, we already do it with animals, we already do it with crops, and now they're talking about breeding alternative human beings. And if you don't think God is going to intervene as he did at the time of Noah's flood, why, I think that you're sadly mistaken. Anyway, we're living in difficult times. Think about how you and your family are going to survive. Help us get the information out, and hopefully bring people into a personal relationship with the God who created the heaven and earth and will not be mocked. Well, this is the time I need to mention that, Sydney, if you'd like to know more about what's going on, you should go to my website, radioliberty.com. There's no charge for reading the newsletters, for watching the DVDs, or watching the section on other videos on the web. For certainly listening to our radio programs, you can listen there by one means or another 24 hours a day. You won't get much done, but you'll certainly get a lot of information. Our number, if you'd like to get in touch with Radio Liberty and to help us maintain our network of radio stations and other outlets across America, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to hear our talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. And, of course, they both come with a syllabus that will give you the information you need to be able to evaluate what's going on. We're heading into a major financial crisis with the collapse of our economy. And this is not happening by accident. It's all carefully planned. They know what to do to stop this. It would be to reimpose tariffs, to use the tax structure to encourage our corporations to stay in America. Instead of rewarding them from going overseas, no taxes if you go overseas, 35% corporate tax if you stay in America. Where would you go if you had a corporation? Would you stay here and pay a 35% tax? And have all the regulation that the government does and the harassment, or would you move overseas where you can be free to produce and not pay any taxes? They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't want you to know that they're intentionally destroying our economy. And they know exactly what they're doing, and they work through the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's not imaginary, it's real. I've been to their headquarters. I've been through their files. And we know exactly what they're doing. The Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society that was created in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes to unite the world. In violation of God's age-old plan, and you go back and you read Isaiah and Daniel, and of course, God has said he's not going to allow this to occur. But of course, there are going to be dire consequences because we've allowed these wicked people to do what they've done. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Your job is to talk to others, and you'd be amazed. Kind of at the airport there in Denver, I had to get a wheelchair to the fellow who pushed the wheelchair knew all about the conspiracy. He never heard our programs, but he was well aware of what happened. And you should be as well. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO of Ship.